know that you 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 are light. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Wave your hands and bless the name of the Lord tonight. Let's bless His name. Lord, we give you glory. We bless your name. We exalt your majesty. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb upon the throne. And unto you I lift my voice in praise. You are the
Oh,
about the reason we're standing, all of you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for what you have begun in this place. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing already in the life of every individual. Thank you, Lord, because the light brings up beauty. The light brings order into life. Lord, I speak tonight over the people of God that in this conference and after this conference, order will be brought into your life. Thank you, mighty Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let the saint of God shout, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Please, you may be seated comfortably and cross your leg if you would like to do, because you are in charge. Glory to God. Like to appreciate God and appreciate his son in the house, appreciating the bishop and our mama, and thanking God for the life of our pastor in the house and our mama. Today is her birthday. I'm sure you know that today is mama's birthday. Let's say happy birthday to her wherever she's retreating herself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say happy birthday to you, mama. Glory to God. We love you so much. Thank you for all that you are doing for the Lord. And we want to thank every one of you also that you have stood by this walk. The Lord bless you, increase you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Glory to God. I'm happy to be in the house again tonight. It's my home. I'm always excited to be with us. And I believe God tonight, something great will take place in your life again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When God's son spoke to me about this meeting, and the Lord said to me, I don't say things without an intention. God have me to say to every one of you under the sound of my voice tonight that during and after this meeting, God is bringing order into your life. I told you, amen, can sound better than that. Because without light, there is no order. The Bible made us to understand that in the beginning, everything was tohu-bohu, out of shape, no order. Before God began to put things in order, he commanded light to be. He began to put things in order after the light was released. And that's why I'm so sure that after this conference, and within this conference, and during this conference, order will return back to your life. In the place of sickness, you will live in sound health. In the place of fear, you will live in freedom. In the place of hopelessness, God will give you hope. In the place of penury, you will live in abundance. Whatever is out of order, after this conference, order is returning back into your life. Barrenness is disorder. Everything that is counter God's word or is not in line with God's word is disorderly. Whatever. And that is why I believe so much that this conference is bringing order into your life. The second word God gave to me is that this conference is bringing beauty into your life. No matter how beautiful anything is, you can't see its beauty in darkness. There's no way. No matter how beautiful something is, you can't see the beauty of that thing in darkness. Darkness covers beauty. The Bible says, arise and shine, for the light is come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. But I will make my light to shine on you. And my glory, which is synonymous to beauty, will be seen upon your life. I speak over you and over your entire family that every ugliness will be converted to beauty. Whatever area of your life you're experiencing ugliness, by the power of resurrected Christ, I speak light into that area of your life. I speak light into your family life. I speak light into your finances. I speak light into your ministry. I speak light into your marriage. I speak light into every dark area of your life. Your beauty is showing from today. Somebody shout a believing amen. Beauty. The Bible says God called light out of darkness. He called it out. Brings beauty out of ugliness. Everything that is out of order, order is coming there. And everything that is not beautiful, God is making them beautiful. Your glory will be seen. As a man, we see your glory. For those of that you are single sisters here, that you have been trusting God for a life partner, after this conference, your glory will be seen. Your beauty will be seen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say me, glory is beauty. Glory is honoring. My glory, my beauty is radiating after this conference. Shout amen to that. That is what the Lord intends to do. And I'm sure you are ready for it. I say, I'm sure you are ready for it. In the book of Genesis, that was read for us tonight from verse 1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. I'll be sharing with us tonight the power of light. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the next verse. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The next verse. Then God said, somebody say, God said, light be. Now the writer said, let there be light. That statement actually means as though someone is asking somebody, the thing where you hold, leave them. It wasn't written that way. It was light be. Because it's not asking anyone to let it. It's the custodian of light. It's light himself. And what I want you to notice is that the Bible said in the beginning, God created. That did not give us a full description of this God. But it was in this verse 3 we understand what God is. He said, God said, light be. We said in that John chapter 1 that we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God is God. The same was in the beginning, and there was nothing that was made that were made without that Word. He said, in this Word is life, and this life is the light of all men that comes to this world. In the beginning, God said, and the first thing that came out of God was light be. So God is a speaking God, but everything God speaks is light. The first time we know about God, the first thing God said was what? Light. That means from the beginning till the end, God is what? Light. The Bible said there is no darkness in him. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, he said, we know God is light. And in him there is no darkness. God is what? Light. This is the message which we have heard from him, and we declare, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, to you that God is light, and in him no darkness at all. I said something in our congregation, and I want to say it here. God can never be what the devil is. He can never. God can never do what the devil does. God can never be what the devil is, and God can never do what the devil does. The only thing that looks like what God do and devil does is that God also destroy. But what does he destroy? He does not destroy whosoever. He destroy whatsoever. For this purpose, the Son of God is manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Our God anointed Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 10 verse 38, with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So that healing is God's destruction. Amen. That healing is God's what? Destruction. That's what I know today. God's destructive action will take place in every aspect of your life that is contradictory to his will, in the name of Jesus Christ. That sickness is destroyed. That affliction is destroyed. That poverty is destroyed, in the name of Jesus Christ. God is a God, and not just a God that gives light. He is light. Is what? Is light. And I want you to understand the synonymous of light. Because God, the Bible said in the beginning, he said, let there be light. Before God began to put things in order, he brought light. And light is knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. God needed to have the knowledge of the situation of things first. He needed to know where to put this, where to put that, where to remove this. And that's why I know after this conference, you will never walk in darkness anymore. So light is knowledge. So when God said, let there be light, God is saying, let there be a manifestation of knowledge. In Psalm 119 verse 130, the Bible said, the entrance of his word bringeth light. So God's word is God's light, and God's light is God's knowledge. Hear me. In the book of Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 5. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 5. The Bible says, O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Say me from today, I will walk in the light of the Lord. Light is synonymous to knowledge. And hear this very well. Knowledge is synonymous to truth. Someone say truth. Good. In that same John chapter 8 that we read in verse 12, Jesus was speaking and he said, I am the light of the world.
And this light is the life of everyone that lives on this earth. In that same John chapter 8 verse 32, he went further to explain what he was trying to say to the Jews. He was speaking to this Jew, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So when light is in your life, freedom is guaranteed. Freedom is the indicator of light. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So until you have the light, you remain in darkness. But when you have the light, you rule over darkness. And that's why I see as many of you after this conference, that which has been ruling over you, the end has come. Because light will be coming to you that will give you rulership in these few days. Shout hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I said to us, the word of God, the knowledge of God, is this truth we are talking about. So whenever you hear the word light, we are talking about truth. Somebody say truth. That is the truth that sets free. Now hear this. Where Jesus is honored and where Jesus is revealed, men gain access to truth. And where you gain access to truth, you have access to freedom. So say freedom. He said, you shall know the truth. Now, Jesus was speaking to the Jews that believes in him. When you read further, let's go to verse 30. John chapter 8, verse 30. Let's hear what Jesus was speaking. He was talking to these people. And he spoke this word. Many believes in him. Verse 31. I'm just laying a foundation. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed. Don't forget, he's talking to these people that they have been trained to believe that what they know is the truth. These are the Jews that were trained with the Torah, the Ten Commandments. And Jesus is speaking to these people, and he said in the next verse, verse 32, and you shall know the truth. Then the question is this: what was it that they were living their life with before? If he's telling them this, they shall know the truth. What were they living their life on before now? That means, hear this. Ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Ignorance is the absence of right knowledge. Ignorance is not lack of knowledge. It's the absence of the true knowledge. So there is true light and there is untrue light. So Jesus was speaking to these people that what you know as knowledge is not strong enough to set you free. There are a lot of believers that functions by what they knew. But this which they operate and function by is not the truth that is able to set free. Shout hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. I'm sure you are still hearing me. Yes, sir. Are you still hearing me? Yes, sir. I was trained with that microphone. Hallelujah. Yes, so, so Jesus was speaking to this man, and he said to them, they shall know the truth. In this meeting, you are going to be examining what you have collected as
truth and ask yourself, this truth, has it really set me? Don't misunderstand me tonight, child of God. I'm not saying my brother, my friend, your pastor has not been teaching you the truth. They hear me very well. A man can be under the truth for 100 years and yet hold on to what he believes. Yes,
so it's not about I've been a member of this church.
No, a man can be under the truth for many years. For instance, the disciple of Jesus Christ, they have walked with Jesus for several years. They've been hearing Jesus say, the Son of Man did not come to destroy. They got to a place in the book of Luke chapter 9. Jesus was to enter Samaria, and they denied Jesus' visa, and they said, that they are hearing Jesus, I am the life, I am the truth, I am everything. They still told Jesus Christ, let us call down fire. As Elijah called down fire. Then they were disciples of Jesus. So Jesus said to them, you don't know the spirit that you are made of. You don't know the spirit that you are made of. So I believe God, you are going to be exactly. Because until the truth comes, freedom is not guaranteed.
Yes, sir.
Until you walk in the light. He said, all house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Yeah. Let us walk there. So what have they been walking in? They are walking in the light they thought they have. So ignorance is not absence of knowledge.
It is absence of right knowledge. It's not absence of knowledge, but it is the absence of right knowledge.
I like your heart to be open.
And for the first time in your life, you embrace it.
Hallelujah.
I say shout hallelujah to that.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you claim as truth, and you have not seen an evidential freedom in that area, it's not your truth.
He said, you shall know.
You shall what?
Know.
So truth is to be known. You must know it. Light is to be embraced. Because until you embrace the light, you cannot walk in the light that offers. Is somebody hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Don't let this Nepal light confuse you. That one is light. It's not really light.
Amen. So you need to set your hearts together.
There are many things the disciple of Jesus said, and it's obvious that these people have been with this man, but yet they are not walking in the light. Several times they say, you mean you don't understand this one? You mean after you have been with one day, one time, say, show us the father.
He said, you have been talking about this father, this father, this father, this father, this father, this father.
One would have expected and thought that with what Jesus was doing, they would have seen that there is no one that can do all this kind of miracle apart from the father. Yes, he said, show us the father. Jesus said, you have been with me all this while, and yet you are asking me to show you the father.
So anyone who has seen me
has seen the Father. So you can understand why I said it is not about staying under a teacher. It's about you coming to come with what the man teaches and accept it as a truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are a lot of people today, they see argue the subject of salvation by faith. And they are still in the church. I don't know what I'm talking to somebody else. I'm talking about the light. Are you hearing me?
This light is the knowledge of God.
They believe that you cannot be saved just by faith in Christ. And they are members of church. I have met somebody that told me, he said, Pastor. I asked him, I said, are you saved? He said, yes, I don't think. think I'm saved. I say, why? That's because I've not been obeying all the Ten Commandments. That one that made me in church, I'm a deacon in the church there. And I'm not really sure what I'm saying. Because I've not been obeying all the Ten Commandments.
But it's a member of the church.
Shout hallelujah to that. I listen to most of the time your pastor teach. I say, my God, this man is too loaded. But I just hope that the people that he's speaking to, they are walking in this light. Amen. You shall know. Somebody say, you shall know. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus was praying while he was leaving the earth. In John chapter 17 and verse 17. He said, Father, sanctify them with thy word. For thy word is truth. Set them apart. Make them unique by walking in the light. Sanctify them with thy word. Glory to God. Say me, I'm the light of the world. Say, I walk in the light. Okay. First John chapter 2, verse 8. And again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him. And in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The true light. So if there is a true light, there is what? False light. There is true light and there is false light. What we are dealing with in this conference is to introduce you to the true light. And the evidence of it is that you live in freedom. Amen. The evidence of it that your beauty will begin to show. The evidence of it is that your glory will begin to be seen. The evidence of it is that everything will be in order in your life. I thought somebody would shout a better amen to that. There is a true light and there is a false light. Where do you find the true light? Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 21. Where do we find the true light? Light is truth and truth is light. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 21. I thought they are bringing it for you. Okay. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Some say the truth is in Jesus. If you look for truth outside Jesus, you will keep yourself in bondage forever. He said, I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. The truth is found in Christ. And that truth you find in Christ and you embrace is what guaranteed your own freedom in life. It's what determines your speed. Shout hallelujah to that. Not every light you have at your car forehead can make you to run in darkness. There are some lights you have to be walking little by little. The intensity of the light of your headlamp is what determines your speed in life. So the same, the intensity of the truth that is in Christ that you function by is what determines your freedom in life as a child of God. You are not bound by any power of darkness. Get the point very well. As a believer in Christ, you have been delivered from the power of darkness. But hear me. Having been delivered from power of darkness, there's a difference between bondage and freedom. Before you were born again, that was a bondage of the devil. By faith in Christ, you have been delivered from that bondage. But to live a life that he died for you on the cross, you need the truth to live in that freedom. That is why you need to embrace the truth. I want your hand to be raised up here. It's a question I want to ask. How many of you are going to heaven? Raise your hands up. How many of you know that you are going to heaven? Be free now. Be free. I'm not going to collect money from your hand. I'm not collecting 350,000 for you to go to heaven like the man in the village. How many of you know that you are going to heaven? You are going to heaven. Are you sure you are going to heaven? Are you seeing what we are talking about here now? Don't be confused. I mean, how many of you are going to heaven? Let me see. You are confusing me. Okay. Stand to your feet if you know that you are going to heaven. Good. The rest of you are not going, right? The rest of you are not going, right? You can now see what I'm talking about now. You can now see what I'm talking about now. But those of us that have stood us, we have been under this same teaching that this one also that have been under. So, Pastor, do you get my point now? You're there already. It's not a matter of heaven at last. You can now see that we need to reorientate ourselves. Because as long as you still walk with that light that you are going to heaven, there's going to be some problem in your walk on this earth. I can't say I'm coming to pastor to this church when I'm already here. That is the point I'm trying to bring out tonight. That this light we are talking about is not just any kind of light, it's the true light. And Jesus said in that John chapter 8 verse 12, please give it to me, John chapter 8 verse 12. This light is what makes you to live, to live, to live. Amen. It's what makes you to live here. Now, he said, then Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world. Look at this. Pastor was explaining that this morning. He said, he who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Have the light of life. Now, this life is referring to here is Zoe or Zoa. There is Zoe and there is Zoa. In other words, this light is the life of God in you. At the same time, this light is what enables you to live your life on the earth. This light is what enables you to live on the earth. So without this true light, you cannot live a successful life on this earth. Are you catching my flow at all tonight? Don't be confused by the first question of going to heaven or not going to heaven. I only use that as a puzzle to help you to bring my point in that it's not about saying, we've been hearing this thing. No, because you need to function with the true light. The true light. The next question before I close. How many of you know that you cannot be righteous except you are doing righteous thing? Let me see your hands up. You cannot be called righteous except you are doing everything right. Let me see your hands up. Are you sure? So what qualifies you to be a righteous person? Sir? Christ. That makes you righteous. That is 100% correct. You are walking in the light. You are walking what? You are walking in the light. Walking in the light. Walking in the light simply means you are walking in accordance to the truth which is in Christ. Not the truth that tradition teaches you. The truth which is where? In Christ. Not the truth that some of us are still arguing with. The truth which is in Christ. That is the light that lights this world, and that is the light that you can live by. Don't ever think there will be a time the devil makes you to live by this light. You have to consciously know it and live by it. Because when he was talking to this Jew in that John chapter 8, he was talking to the Jews that are bragging themselves of the fact that they know the truth. So get your heart set this during this conference that I want to be established in the true light, not in a traditional light. Amen. I want to be established in the true light. And I pray your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. Because that was the prayer of Paul to the church. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. And that is my prayer for you. That this conference will bring you to a place where you'll be established in the true light. Where no darkness can function around you anymore. No darkness. No ambiguity. No, I'm not sure. I'm sure. Are you sure? Like the first question I asked, some of us stood up and some did, because it's like, I'm not sure. I'm sure. Ephesians chapter 1, Paul said, therefore, I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints. The next verse. The next verse. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. The next verse. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you. This is my prayer. That this conference is what the Lord is going to bring to your understanding. The spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him. The revelation in the knowledge of him. That is the light we're talking about. The revelation in the knowledge of him. The next verse. That your eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know. You can see the word again. Know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That is my prayer. That this conference will birth this enlightenment in every one of us. That every gray area that we are still functioning by the untrue light, the true light will be exposed to us. We will walk in the quality of that light. That no more shall the enemy have advantage over your faith. Are you hearing me at all? Because until you are established in this true light, the Bible calls him the rulers of darkness. Am I right? In other words, he takes advantage of the area of your own darkness. He whispers to you those areas that you are not standing in the true light. But there is light in Christ. There is light in his word. His light is your life. His light is your strength. His light is your glory. And just as Pastor said, his light is your victory. Shout hallelujah to that. This light we are talking about is your victory. And Jesus Christ said, this is the light of the world. And everyone who have this light have life. They live with it. They function with it. So this conference will bring you to a place of walking knowledge of true light. You will hold on to it. That the devil will not have a place to play on your brain. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have this light cannot be defeated. They smile in the face of challenges. They smile. They look at things and say, there's a way out. Because when you have the light, nothing is impossible. Did you hear what I'm saying? When you have the light, nothing is impossible. Light don't beg darkness to go. Whenever light appears, darkness disappears. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, I want to share with us how to keep this light on. Amen. How to keep this light on, that you will walk in the perpetual light all the days of your life. There is no area of your life you'll be losing to the enemy, because he rules in darkness. But when you have the light of the world, he cannot do anything for you. Don't forget, the whole world is filled with darkness. But he said your own light can shine in darkness. I said your light can shine in darkness. Your light will shine in darkness. Your family light will shine in darkness. No matter how dark the situation is, your own family is exempted. Because your light will shine. I say your light will shine. Your light will shine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is my word of introduction to you today concerning light. Rise to your feet and let's bless the name of the Lord. You are not clapping for me. Clap, 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 clap. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, I will be with you in the evening. I'll begin to expose ourselves to this light. I've told you, you need it. For those of you that you stood up, that you are going to go to heaven, your answer to it is not bad. It is based on the light that is available to you. So you have 50 over 100. Clap for yourself. The Bible says, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Is that not what the Bible says? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, is what? A new creature. Where is the heavenly places? In Christ Jesus. Where are you? In Christ. This is the life we are talking about. So if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Where are you? In Christ. Where is heaven? In Christ. Where are you? In heaven. Are you going to heaven? I'm already in heaven. When you walk with this knowledge, when the devil sees you, he runs. I'm telling the truth. Because he knows you know. He knows you know. He doesn't know you know until you show that you know. I want to pray for you tonight. That there will be a revelation knowledge that will be battered in you. That by the time you are returning back tomorrow, you will walk in that light. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray today for everyone under the sound of my voice. According to your word, say, let us walk in the light of the Lord. I pray that as a result of this conference, everyone will walk in the practical light of the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that represents darkness in your life, that represents darkness in your finance, that represent darkness in your career, today I shine the light of the Lord in the name of Jesus. That disorderliness in your life, that disorderliness in your finance, in your business, in your ministry, I speak order to them now in the name of Jesus. God commanded light out of darkness. I speak right now, every darkness of your life disappear now in the name of Jesus. From this day, I speak progress into your life. I speak speed into your life. I speak advancement into your life. I speak favor into your life. I seek honor into your life. In the name of Jesus, your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. All that you lay your hand on from today, they prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. I've had your pastor say several times, I'm saying it again, because you belong to Jesus, nothing dies around you. Nothing dies in you. Nothing dies in your family. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Say with me, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Say, I walk in the true light. I walk in the true light. Thank you for hearing me. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good night.